Gore urges supporters to give up lost cause of Trump's re-election, put the country first. By Pam Key on December 13, 2020. Former Vice President Al Gore said Sunday on CNN's State of the Union that President Donald Trump's supporters to put the country first and stop supporting the lost cause of President Trump's re-election. Anchor Jake Tapper said, during the 2000 recount, Republicans mocked you and your running mate Joe Lieberman and called you sore loser men for refusing to accept defeat. A lot of those same Republicans, now, including at least 126 House Republicans and 19 Republican state attorney generals throwing their weight behind this Texas lawsuit, which is based on lies and conspiracy theories and falsehoods. And I'm wondering what it's like for you hearing the Republican Party put the force of weight of their reputations and everything they have worked so hard for behind this effort to disenfranchise millions of Americans and overturn a Democratic election? Gore said, well, many conservative and Republican legal scholars have described that lawsuit as ridiculous and really unintelligible. Of course, the Supreme Court summarily dismissed it with all of the Supreme Court justices nominated by President Trump, dismissing it as well. So that lawsuit got the result that it deserved. I would encourage those who are still supporting the lost cause of President Trump's re-election to put the country first. He added, I'm going to express the hope, Jake, that with the Electoral College of votes tomorrow and in all 50 states, and with the President-elect Biden receiving the majority, that will be a point at which some of those who have hung on will give up the ghost. It's hard to escape the interpretation that they are frightened, that President Trump will tweet them into political oblivion if they don't exactly what he says. But, you know, there are things that are more important than bowing to the fear of a demagogue. One of those things that is more important is the United States of America and our Constitution and the continuation of the American experiment. Follow Pam Key on Twitter at PamKeenan.